Hello, I'm Ian Westner, and welcome to Together We Served. I'm here with Jake Rademacher, professional filmmaker. Thanks for being here, Jake.
Thank you for having me, Ian.
So, Jake, I understand that you have some brothers who served in the military.
That is correct. I've got a couple brothers who, one is actually in Afghanistan right now as we speak. He's the aide-de-camp to General Anderson over there. He's on his sixth deployment. He's a major in the infantry. My other little brother, Joe, is done six deployments. He's with the Ranger Battalion right now. He's getting ready for his seventh deployment.
Mm-hmm.
And my little sister serves, actually, in the Army Band.
Oh!
Right now.
What instrument does she play?
She plays the French horn.
Oh, well, very cool. So, why don't we do a little background on you. What kind of films do you make? What are you known for?
I think I'm best known for a documentary called Brothers at War,
mm-hmm.
in which I embedded in one of my brother's units.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac's at the 18th Airborne, Lurs Company, and then embedded in three other units, and went to Iraq a couple times and did four embeds, spent 3 months over there, wanted to know what was really going on, why they were doing it, and just understand from a first-hand experience what was really happening.
And what did you come to any sort of particular understanding? What came out of that to you personally? What do you feel you got from that? What lesson or perhaps revelation came out of that embedding?
I sort of feel like Brothers of War is about that entire revelation. You see me as a fish out of water. It's very funny watching a civilian flop around. A military family member, frankly. I think I was imbued with the desire to reconnect with my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably something a lot of military families can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself in LA with it was a bit of a stretch, it was difficult, but with the opportunity to actually go overseas and see firsthand what was going on. What did I learn? I think in the course of making the film, I got a new respect for, really impressed me and surprised me, the contribution, say, that the military spouses make.
Hmm.
My sister-in-laws, what they were going through, what was happening on the home front.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was tracking on that as much. And then obviously, being in a war front, going on missions, what really struck me was we are sort of raised with a stereotype of who we have serving in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized was that they're not stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
They're real people, and they fulfill a function, but they read a lot, they think a lot, they're exposed to many different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And our service members are very interesting people. And then the third thing I would say that I really experienced was, frankly, just going through the experience of being overseas and getting into combat, going through those experiences, that changes you as a person. So I had an opportunity to get into combat and go through that with our service members, go through that with the Iraqi Army. Those are experiences that kind of transform you.
Do you feel that your attitude or perhaps opinion of the military, the American military, has changed at all as a result of your work and you embedding, and especially your brother signing up? Or siblings, I should say.
Well, so my grandfather served in World War II. He was an Army Air Corps, got shot down, coordinated 200 square miles of the Italian resistance in Italy for the last 6 months of the war. So we've always been a very, supportive of the military family.
Mm-hmm.
We got three siblings in the military. So that part was always there. I would say what's changed is my depth of understanding the level of service and sacrifice that our service members are giving.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, after 13 years of war, also what their military families are going through.
Mm-hmm.
We've got kids who, in my own family, Hunter is in the film, and she's there when her father goes off for a third time to war. He's now been to war three more times.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's years of his life and years of her life that he's not there for.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are serving us in the military and the families that stand behind them are paying a big price, mm-hmm. for these wars that we're fighting right now. And I would say from making Brothers at War, Nairo, a real up close and personal viewpoint on that. And what we tried to do with the film was not try to make a statement, persuade you one way or the other how to feel. We try to put a frame around the reality, mm-hmm. let you in on what's going on, you know, show you a military family facing the crucible of war.
Yeah.
And let you have your own takeaway from that.
And, well, that sounds really great, especially since we're the Military Family Museum. It's nice to see someone give a little bit of consideration.
That's why we returned your call.
Well, indeed.
It didn't take very long. We were like, wow, Military Family Museum. A, it's overdue. B, obviously, it's totally fits into what we do. Mm-hmm. I think what you guys are doing is great. And I think it's great to look at the military families and see the contribution that they make.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for Jake Rademacher? What projects do you have lined up coming up? Like, what can we look forward to?
You know, what we're doing right now is we've taken the film and we've transformed it into a resiliency workshop.
Mm-hmm.
During the course of the film getting released and raising money for veteran causes, we found that military families were opening up, and sometimes for the very first time, a service member is opening up about their experience overseas. And as you know, military families want to support. Sometimes they're excluded from that part of the service. So I thought, this is really valuable if these service members are opening up and starting to talk about their experience after the family watches the film together. So we decided to try to capture that inertia. We created workbooks. We created a four-hour workshop. And the point of the workshop is really to help people transition home from the war and reintegrate with their families and come back together. So that's what we're focused on right now. We've worked with about 12,000 service members and family members to date. Walter Reed Research Institute has contacted us, and it looks like we're going to be doing a pretty big research project with what we're doing with these resiliency workshops, because we're breaking down a lot of communication barriers and getting some great results within mm-hmm. military families. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing right now. Last year I helped Gary Sinise with his foundation. We did a little video. Norman Powell, my partner, and I did a little video for him about all the great work they're doing, and they were able to raise millions of dollars, and they were able to build, I think this year they're building 12 smart homes for our severely wounded veterans. These are veterans that have lost three or four limbs because of their service in the war, and these are homes that will allow them to have a higher capability and be more comfortable in their own homes.
Mm-hmm.
So they can make themselves food, they can get a glass if they need it, their families don't have to cater to them, they mm-hmm. can feel, you know, our service members are the guys that run into buildings when it's on fire. They're very capable people, they're very used to being independent, and this gives them a sense of independence again. So, it'll be interesting to see what we do in the future. Right now, I would say right now, our big focus is the resiliency workshops, trying to help people reintegrate home. And then from time to time, we try to help out people that are helping our service members and help communicate what they're doing.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for all of your work, then. And thank you guys for listening. This has been, once again, Ian Westner with Together We Served. And do you have any last remarks, anything you'd like to say in closing before we go?
Yeah, I would say if people are interested in the workshops, they can check them out. A little trailer about them at brothers@warresiliency.com. Mm-hmm. They can also see a trailer for the film. And I would just encourage those who have an opportunity to consider a veteran for a job, help out a military family to do that. These are folks who have really done quite a lot for our country in the last 13 years, and they're very grateful people and they're very gracious people. But I feel like if you can extend help in whatever way you can, it will be multiplied in what comes back from that person, because these are very resilient people who've learned how to live and get by with sometimes less than perfect circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a community that is worth paying attention to and worth taking care of, because I feel like that'll pay dividends for us in the future.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.